This is part two of the examination and commentary on Alan Dershowitz's appearance on The View. If you missed part one, I'll leave the link in the description. Let me replay the last thing he said from the last video. And remember, from Dershowitz's own mouth, he didn't choose to defend pedophile Jeffrey Epstein because he thought his client was innocent. He didn't do it because he thought it was a grave injustice to lock away Epstein for having done nothing wrong. He defended him because he knew he couldn't be fired.
I felt I had an obligation to take on the most unpopular cases because I couldn't be fired.
I don't know what the hell kind of reason that is, but let's proceed with a partial recap. And before I get back to the topic, if you like my content and want to support the independent, critical, impartial journalism on this channel, I'll have my Patreon, PayPal, and Bitcoin links in the description. If you want to send your support physically, I'll have my P.O. Box info down there too. You can also support my work here by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and by grabbing a kick-ass design from one of the most politically incorrect shirt stores on the planet.
But I'm going to continue to try to get the best deal I can.
Well, this is
I've gotten guilty people acquitted of murder.
If you ever question the phrase, lawyers are liars, here's your proof. The only catch is, at this moment, he's actually telling the truth. What he's saying before a nationally televised audience is, I sit there in the courtroom fully aware that my client killed somebody, and I lie like a dog to the judge and to the jury to get them acquitted. Because of me and my work as an attorney, murderers get to go free. And the View audience and the hosts at the table aren't even sensitized enough to basic morality to be outraged at any of this guy's horrific statements. The startling implication of what Dershowitz says throughout this exchange is that defenders of monsters exist among us and nobody seems to care. What you're witnessing is the end result of the effectiveness of psychological operations and mind control, where the psychology of the crowd has been socially engineered to such a point that they've lost the capacity to be outraged at the truly outrageous, as they pretend outrage at other things that are truly mundane. Dershowitz is admitting here that he's a professional promoter and defender of evil by way of deceit and crafty legal arguments.
And that, you know, the system says better 10 guilty go free than one innocent be wrongly confined.
If that's what the system is, that's a corrupt system. And now for an interesting question that brings into question Alan Dershowitz's alleged direct involvement in the sex trafficking of Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, this is where it does get more complicated for you in your personal life, because
sure,
you're now being sued by one of the women who was involved in that original investigation of Epstein. Virginia Roberts is her name, who claims that Epstein lent her out for sex to some of his friends, including you, when she was underage. You've been very vocal in your denials. Now she's suing you for defamation, saying you're falsely attacking her, trying to intimidate her into silence. You said that you welcome this lawsuit.
You
want to take it
on.
Yeah,
I want.
Now, based on everything we've heard Dershowitz say in this and in the last video, is there anything that could come out of this guy's mouth that could possibly be believed? We already know that he has knowingly defended people guilty of murder. So let's listen to him defend himself against allegations that Epstein loaned out a child for sex to Mr. Defender of the Guilty himself.
And I also welcome her coming on the show and accusing me face to face. She has never accused me except under the protection of the litigation privilege, because it's completely false. Let me tell you what the evidence is, just very briefly. Oh, well, let me just tell you what the evidence is.
You have to do it quickly.
Yeah, well.
So now he's a lawyer in defense mode, which he's freely admitted is a mode which he uses to free those guilty of the most horrible of crimes. So go, Mr. Defense Attorney, defend yourself. Prove to us that you didn't have sex with a kid who was loaned out to you by the very serial child sex offender and trafficker you got to go free.
She has an email exchange with a journalist in which she admits she didn't have sex with me. She writes a book manuscript in which she says she knew me, she didn't know me, but she didn't have sex with me. She told her best friend she didn't want to accuse me, but she was pressured to do it by her lawyers. There's a tape recording of her own lawyer saying it would be impossible for me to have sex with her, and she was wrong, simply.
Notice he keeps looking down at his notes. So he had the talking points for his defense down before he even walked on the set. And none of what he says is anything that we can verify.
Wrong. I have travel records showing that I couldn't have been in any of the places she said she had sex with me.
You get travel records showing that you couldn't have been in any of these places? Who makes travel records? You do. You can make travel records say whatever you want because they're yours. And when you're rich, you can manipulate and cleverly create anything you want.
I asked Louis Freeh, the former head of the FBI, to do a thorough investigation. He came to the conclusion that she was making a false accusation.
Louis Freeh, former head of the FBI, one of the most corrupt organizations in the world, is going to speak on your behalf. I'm sure Dershowitz has many friends in high places who are willing to cover for him.
I have been falsely accused. I support the Me Too movement. But when a woman falsely accuses for financial reasons, she was hoping to get $1 billion.
Now, guys, to be fair, it's entirely possible that the accuser is an opportunist. But this guy's character, by his own admission, is so flawed. Who is he to object to a financial opportunist when he himself admitted to clearing known murderers and allowing them to go free? By his own words, he has zero credibility. I'm sure Alan here has never had any power or money motive in his defense of high-profile millionaire and billionaires.
Suing Leslie Wexner, the owner of Victoria's Secret, she also accused him in private after accusing me in public, hoping to get $250 million. Where do I get that figure from? She told that to her best friend.
Okay.
I have that on tape. So I am welcoming this trial. This is the first opportunity I have to conclusively prove my innocence.
He actually wants you to believe his case for his innocence after he just admitted to putting murderers back out in the street.
Well, hold on, you guys, this is illegal. We can't litigate this
because we don't have all of the facts, but we do have a statement that I need to read from Virginia Roberts. She says,
listen closely to the words of Roberts.
No sensible person looks forward to litigation, and I know that standing up for myself and others will cause Mr. Dershowitz and Mr. Epstein to redouble their efforts to destroy me and my reputation, but I can no longer sit by and not respond. As my complaint shows, my abusers have sought to conceal their guilt behind a curtain of lies.
Keep in mind, a curtain of lies is exactly what Dershowitz has to throw up time and time again to convince judges and juries to acquit the guilty.
My complaint calls for the accounting to which I and their other victims are entitled.
She's right. She's entitled to an accounting, so, and I have invited
Alan,
the FBI
Alan,
to come
you gotta
to
stop.
Trial
Alan,
so that they
you want
can
me to give the book away?
Who's telling the truth.
Do you hear what he just said? I invited the FBI to the trial so they can decide who's telling the truth. The FBI, CIA, NSA, and other agencies are trained in the art of deception. And a defender of known murderers has invited the FBI to come to trial to get his ass out of hot water? With that, the interview ends. If you missed the last video and the links to all the evidence against Jeffrey Epstein, I'll leave everything for you in the description. This guy and many, many others in media and government complete the cycle of psychological operations where the goal is to remove any and all sensitivities to that which is good, right, fair, true, noble, decent, and just. And the audience and the hosts of The View demonstrated that these operations have succeeded in conveying the carefully selected information and indicators to large audiences to influence their emotions, motives, and objective reasoning, and ultimately their behavior, under the watchful, ever-intervening eyes of the social engineers. If you guys get something out of these videos, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give them a thumbs up, and share them with everybody you know. If you guys enjoy these videos, be sure to subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, and share it with everybody you know. Also, check out over 100 hard-hitting designs in the shirt store, and if you want to support more content, hit me up on Patreon or PayPal. All those links will be in the description and in the pinned comment. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Ban video.